Good morning, I'm Crystal Poff. I'm on staff here with NLCF. If I haven't met you yet, if I haven't met you, I'm so glad you're here this morning. It's good to see your faces, and for those that I do know, it's good to see you as well. I love all y'all. So this morning I was just, as we were worshiping, reminded again that God is the giver of life. And so I hope that as we worship here this morning, that you guys are just meeting here in this place, meeting God, letting him fill you, refresh you, renew your spirit, bringing life to you. And like David said, I'm going to be introducing our snapshot. If this is maybe your first time here at NLCF, or if it's been a little bit, we've been doing these things throughout the course of the year where we're hearing from one another about what God is doing, how we're seeing him show up. And so I want to invite my friend Madison. There you are. I was like, I knew you were wearing a checkered shirt. This is Madison. She is a freshman here. She's in the theater department. And I've gotten to know Madison over the last couple of months, really, and just to kind of hear her story, different points of what God is doing. So I'm excited for you guys to hear from her a little bit about what God's doing in her life. So,
hi, guys. Okay. So I was actually asked to speak on evangelism because that is the part of my faith that I have really been seeing God cultivating recently. And I would say it all started during the middle of last semester when I really felt this nudge to just start telling people about my faith. And when I first got that nudge, my heart overflooded with fear, mainly because I knew that I was going to be drawn out of my comfort zone. Which really scared me. But God has been teaching me recently that it is when he pulls us out of our comfort zone that he is able to show us his power and his love for us even more than before, because we have to depend on him for guidance rather than ourselves. So, yeah, woo, I heard that. So after he gave me a couple more nudges, he really just gave me this big change of heart. And it's one of those feelings that I can't really describe. It just kind of happened. And in this instance, it was just to start seeking wisdom and ask people questions like, okay, how do I tell my friends about my faith? Or, all right, if I feel the Holy Spirit nudging me to talk to a stranger about Christ, how in the world do I do that? So just all these different questions going through my mind, which really provoked me to talk to the girls in my Engage group. It made me want to go to one of Crystal and Robbie's evangelism workshops, wherever they are. And then I actually had a conversation with Jim about it. And then one day, I was in the car with Jeanette Statz, and I was telling her all these thoughts that were going through my mind, and she brought to my attention the story of Esther. And I had been familiar with that story for quite some time, but I felt like I actually was too familiar with it, where I wasn't letting the power of the story really impact me and how I viewed God and his promises. So it was in that moment with Jeanette where I really felt the Lord whisper Esther 4:14 onto my heart. And I felt him saying, Madison, I have called you for just a time as this. And there were other events going on in my life simultaneously that I can't go into right now because of time. But they were all directly pointing to the fact that God, not me, but God has a bigger and better plan for my life, and that I really need to trust him in that. Not just 50% trust him or 75% trust him, but 100% trust him that he knows what he's doing. And in this moment, trusting him meant working on evangelism. And he is just so loving and so generous, and he's already giving me glimpses into how these skills are being used right now in the present and how they're going to be used in the future. So, for example, I have just recently been notified that I'm going to be a resident advisor next year. Yeah, woo! I mean, guys, that's an opportunity to tell over 30 girls about Christ. Like, that's amazing, and I can't wait for it. But if I didn't pursue evangelism a couple months ago when the Lord was nudging me to do that, I don't know if I would have been prepared now to fulfill the purpose that he has for me in that position. So, yeah, I am not claiming that I'm like a super evangelizer now or anything like that, though that would be pretty cool if there was such a thing. but I do know this, guys. I know that God is loving, and I know that he is powerful, and that he is going to carry you wherever he chooses to take you. For me, that was evangelism. But for you, it may be something different. So I really challenge you all to just have an open heart, and in the next couple of days, just ask the Lord, what area is it in my faith that you want to grow, God? It may be evangelism or it may not, but wherever that is, remember Isaiah 46:4, he will carry you. And don't let that just become a familiar phrase. He will carry you wherever he chooses to take you, so trust him in that. And that's all I have. Thanks, guys.